Aw, you're finally awake. I know exactly what you're thinking right now. Who are you? Where am I? What's in my mouth? Why am I tied up? Shut the fuck up. How dare you interrupt me? The only thing you need to know is that you're going to be my dress-up bitch for the time being here. Sweet, sweet boy. Well, not for long. Don't try to struggle out of this. It's futile. Besides, I'm not gonna do any harm to you in any way. There's nothing to be scared of. I'm helping you, baby. God, look at you. Such a pretty face with so much potential. Wasted. You've got such a cute baby face. You'd make such a pretty girl. God failed you, didn't he? You could have been so beautiful. Well, never say never. I'm gonna fix that. Now, I just need you to stand still while Mommy does your makeup. Can you promise me that? Hello? Yes or no? Ah, there you go. Nodding your head like a little bitch. See? You'd make such a perfect woman. Now, I'm gonna remove this. Blindfold. Here we go. Oh! Are you crying? That's cute. Big, strong men don't cry. You know, the moment I saw you in those beautiful eyes, I wondered how they would look with tears streaming down from them. I wanted to see what kind of man you were. The ones who cry so easily. But, like I said, there's nothing to fear, baby boy. Mommy is just gonna do your makeup now. Wipe these tears. Let's start with foundation, shall we? Don't move, baby. If you do, you know what's coming your way. This won't hurt you, in comparison, of course. What did I just fucking tell you? Why do you make this so fucking difficult? Just stay still for Mommy. If you keep being a good boy for me, I'll reward you with something. Something special. I promise. But first, I need to make you my doll. I have to really, really get these spots right. My little doll needs to be perfect for me. Perfect for Mommy. Close your eyes. Let me decide what shade fits you most. Hey, no peeking. I want this to be a surprise. You don't know how cute you look right now. Okay, this one is perfect. And it'll go perfect with the outfit I picked out for you, too. You know, I always wanted to do this to you. You don't know the things that went through my mind every fucking time I saw you anywhere. For me, you are a plain canvas. My need to just make you my doll was infuriating. I hated it. Not seeing you in a cute dress. Not seeing you with the proper shades for the seasons. When I glanced at you, you would get flustered, and that was the only way I could see any color on you. And now, I can do all of that without even having to stare from afar. I have you right here, and I can just make you look however the fuck I want. Any design, any combination. Any combination of colors, dresses, anything. Just for me. Before, you were wasted potential. But now, you're gonna be my star. There you go. Do you want a mirror? Answer me! Good boy. Here. Look at yourself, baby. You are so cute. I bet you didn't even know you could look so adorable with a little bit of makeup on you. I told you you had potential. What is that? You don't like it. But it just fits you. You just don't know anything about... Oh. You feel embarrassed. I get it. Who would have seen this coming, right? A man, trapped inside a girl's room, being treated like a bitch. You know, what is up with a man's masculinity? Your kind always tries to act all macho and tough, always wants to be the one that gets to decide, to lead, to dominate. But as soon as you are on the other side of the table, your little fragile masculinity just breaks, leaving you with nothing but sorrow about what life has taught you, making you feel miserable and ashamed and pathetic. The thing is, you are pathetic. What's that? You're gonna cry again. Don't you fucking dare. If the makeup messes up, it's your fucking fault. I don't think you want to see me punish you for it. Now, I'm going to remove this gag so I can put lipstick on you. And... don't worry about screaming for help. No one's gonna hear you anyway. So please, spare my own ears. I'm going with... Ooh, this color will look nice. Alright, pucker up. And there we go. Those beautiful lips with this lipstick. makes me want to kiss you.
Oh.
Now, what is that? Are you hard right now? How fucking disgusting. I give you a little bit of attention and your little shit just shows up. You're such a slut. You want mommy to jack you off, huh? How sad. I'm not done with you. Like I said, I will reward you when I finish. But if you want that to happen, you need to obey mommy and stop making it harder than it already is, okay? Let's move on to your nails, little boy. I'm gonna untie you. I'm trusting you. Stay still. Okay, give me your right hand. Help me decide which color. This one or this one? Your choice. Just don't complain if it doesn't look good on you. What am I saying? Anything looks good on you, pretty boy. You have such long nails for a guy. I barely have to do anything. Just put the paint on. There we go. This one's done. Next hand, baby. Thank you. Boys, I don't think I will ever understand you. Not truly, anyway. Some of you whores will never get to see yourselves feminine enough. It's until a woman like me does what is needed and brings your inner beauty out to shine. You should feel special about it. It's not like I could have just trapped another slutty version like you. You have something that others don't. Like I said, so much potential. And I couldn't let that go to waste. I just couldn't. Stop shaking, baby. Can't paint your nails if you keep moving like this. Okay. Done. Good boy. Up we go, puppy. Come to mommy. Oh, very good. No bitching, no whining. You're a new man already. Follow me. It's time to dress you up. Look, your very own closet. Isn't that lovely? It's full of dresses, thigh-high skirts. I made it just for you. Don't worry about something's not fitting you. I had to pick out clothes and just kind of eyeball it. I didn't know your size. I know everything about you. Everything inside this closet and its wardrobes are made just for you. My pretty doll. Do you like it? Say yes, mommy. Good, good. Come in with me. I have to decide what to put on you. I think a maid dress will suit you well. A bit stereotypical, but that's kind of why I like it. Alright, come on, baby. Help me put this on you. Remember, when I finish dressing you up, I'm gonna give you a treat. Doesn't that sound enticing? You'll have to wait until then to know what it is. Put the dress on. There we go. Let me sip it up. Oh, how adorable. Just perfect. You are stunning. Next thing is panties. This black one is gonna suit you so well. Put your leg up, puppy. Perfect. Leg up. I see you're a bit excited down here under your skirt. Well, not yet, slut. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror in front of this bed. I know I can look at you as I speak, but I want you to see how gorgeous you're looking right now. How adorable I made you look. Come on. Let me cover your eyes up. It's a surprise. Ready? We'll turn around in 1, 2, 3. How fucking cute. It's okay to be feminine. Feminine for mommy. Don't feel embarrassed. There's nothing wrong with being mommy's bitch. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. Letting yourself go for me. And now, the reward. Shh. Keep looking in the mirror while I play with your cock. Be honest. You love this, don't you? Letting mommy do whatever the fuck she wants. Paint your face, your nails, put you in a cute little dress so you can just be fucked. And maybe you'll get to come inside of me. It feels good, huh? I know what you want. I know everything about you. And I can give it to you. Since you've been such a good boy. I think I know what makes you special. You're just an obedient little bitch. That's why I like you so much. Lay on your back on the bed. Now. As soon as I pull up your little skirt, your cock stands up right away. How fucking cute. Open your mouth, puppy. Swallow it. Good boy. Again. Lift your legs, baby. It's time for a reward. What? You thought you were gonna get a blowjob or something? No. This would be so much more embarrassing for you. Have you ever had a rim job before? First time's a charm. Stay still. You like this shit, you filthy motherfucker. I know you love it. Don't you dare come from this. My stupid slut. Oh. How's that baby? I'm glad you didn't come yet. I have a bit more planned. Who said move?
I sure as hell didn't.
Don't move. I'm not done. I pleased you. Don't you think it's my turn? Here we go, pretty baby. Move the skirt out of the way. Mommy's gonna ride you. You better not move. Fuck. Oh, yes, here we go. Oh, it's been a fucking while since I've gotten to have dick in me. Shit. Such a pretty little boy. You look so pretty, baby. Shut the fuck up. You're not allowed to speak, you fucking slut. I love reading pretty boys. I love pretty boys. I love fucking pretty boys. My pretty fucking doll. Oh, yes, you are. Yes. Holy shit. I feel it pulsating inside of me. Are you about to come? No, you're about to fucking come. Oh shit, 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 shit. Oh shit. I'm about to come too. Oh my god, yes. Come for mommy. Oh, that's right, little bitch. Oh, come, you fucking worthless whore. Come for me. Oh, yes. Give it to me. Don't you dare hold back. Oh, let's come together, baby. Oh, come. Isn't that fun, pretty? Oh, I can't wait to dress you up tomorrow.